Organizers say things are looking good for this year's Wrangell King Salmon Derby. Now, organizers are always optimistic, but this year they've got evidence.
I've just been seeing some pictures on Facebook, people already out there catching fish, so I think it's going to be a great year.
Cindy Waddington runs the Derby for Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce. The organization promises more than $30,000 in prizes for contestants. They range from $6,000 for the overall biggest Chinook to smaller prizes for youth and seniors. Not all winners get cash.
One of the local native artists, Rhea Designs, does a sterling silver salmon bracelet for the woman that catches the biggest fish in the Derby, and that's very popular.
Wrangell's Salmon Derby runs through the first week in June. Ketchikan, Sitka, Haines, and Petersburg have derbies over the Memorial Day weekend. Ketchikan continues for two more weekends, Haines and Sitka for one. Skagway's Game Fish Derby is near the end of June, and Craig and Klawock have one running this and next month, with another starting in July. Juneau has two large derbies, and one is already underway.
It seems like the run is just fantastic this year. I don't hear anybody complaining about long rod hours. It's just everybody's catching.
That's Leslie Asturis, organizer of the Capital City's Spring King Salmon Derby. It's a project of the Regional Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Proceeds go to scholarships. The contest runs all of this month, and the prize for the top fish is $10,000. Asturis says other payouts are a little different from last year.
Rather than have a lot of the money in the regular prize listing, we went ahead and split it up between daily and weekly prizes.
Juneau's longest-running derby, the Golden North, runs the second weekend in August. Many derby prizes are goods and services rather than cash. Wrangell's Waddington says that's part of the fun.
We actually get lots of prizes from the community, you know, our local businesses, for the Derby Award night. And we basically just go down the ladder from the largest weight. I think last year everybody who entered a fish got a prize of some sort.
What sort of things do they donate?
It can be anything from a barbecue to a fishing pole. What else?
Haircut.
Tlingit Haida's Derby has its own collection of prizes donated by individuals and businesses. Asturis says there's even a mystery prize this year, donated by two local carvers.
He gave me a check inside an envelope, and he said, we'll let you know about halfway through what the weight is. They won't even tell me.
The derbies help merchants sell fishing gear, groceries, and other important supplies, such as beer. Wrangell's Waddington says they also promote tourism.
There's a good number of people who come from, you know, other places in Alaska, but there's definitely a good number of people who come from the lower 48 as well that make this one of their travel destinations to come fishing.
Anglers should have a better chance to catch the big one this year. The resident bag limit is 3 kings a day, 28 inches or larger, with no annual limit. That's up from one a day in 2013. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.